Nick Mesnier here with Andy Morrison after the Nomads' late 2-0 victory over Bangor City. Andy, good result there.
Yeah, good result. Probably with 10 minutes to go, you know, I was becoming frustrated because I thought they were there for the taking. Whether it would be one pass, whether it would be one right decision or one little bit of quality, I just thought we could win the game. And to be fair, you know, Mateus put a great cross into a terrific area because he was on the front foot and he was aggressive with his first movement, you know, so it gives us the goal. And then, you know, it puts a little bit of sugar coating on it at the end with the Callum goal, you know. But in the first half, we've had two or three terrific headers, terrific chances. You know, we've had an open goal with Michael Bakari in the second half where we've missed a target. And, you know, I think it's a fair outcome in the end because, you know, I just thought we created a lot more chances than them. And, you know, I can't remember Reece really having a save to make. A couple of handling things, but nothing really.
You say a fair result in the end there. A little bit of payback for last week, maybe?
Well, it's a tough one, that, Nick, because, you know, they pulled our pants down last week and spanked their ass, you know. And I'm afraid that's, there's no way I can cover it over in any other way. That's what they did to us last week. And it'll take a lot more than a 2-0 win in the cup to put that right, you know. But it's a long season, you know. It's a long season, and I know how this league works, and you know, there'll be a lot of twists and turns along the way. But you know, tonight it's just great for some of the younger lads to get some time. You know, young Reece got his first full 90 minutes. I was really pleased with him. You know, Jake did great. Jake's been out for 5 weeks, came back in, and again Mike Pearson, Ian Kearney, Wiggy back in. So a lot of real positives on that side going forward. You know, and it would have been, for us not to win the game tonight would have been very harsh, you know, so I think it's the right result.
In a way, a little bit of a bonus this weekend as well, having a free weekend now to get ready for TNS next week.
Yeah, I mean, we want to play Saturday. You know, we'd like to play Saturday, but we can't. You know, we've got to go and play Tuesday, and it gives me a chance to work on things on Thursday, and then, you know, we'll do a full training session Saturday, and we'll be ready for TNS, you know, which will be a very tough game. It always is against them. But, you know, there's enough positives there for me tonight to say that going forward, you know, I believe that we can only get better. You know, I think we're probably in third gear. I think we've got 4th, 5th, 6th yet to go. You know, I really believe that because I look at the group that's in there and I look at what we're actually doing in possession of the ball. And I think if we raise that standard by 10-15%, and I still think there's 30-40% to go, I think if we can improve that as we're going on week, I think you know, I think you'll start to see some more dominant performances and some more goals, because nothing seems to really be dropping for us at the minute. And I've just said to the lads, you know, we have to make that happen. We have to work hard, because the harder you work and the more committed you are, them little balls that drop in the box seem to fall for you, right? You know, and at the moment they're not. So, you know, we have to work hard. We have to get fitter. We have to be a lot more clinical and make the right decisions in possession of the ball. Because, like I said, we're still a way short at the minute. But, you know, it's a work in progress. And you know, every other team, Nick, I keep hearing people saying that they're in transitional periods and they've got a new group in and all that. I got a completely new group again this year that I'm trying to put together, trying to do things the way I do them. And within that structure, I just need a little bit more quality. And that's what I'm saying to the players. We have to be better with the ball. We have to make better decisions. And, you know, when we get that right with our defensive record, you know, we'll be very hard to beat. And, you know, I think it's exciting going forward.